Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If it keeps up this way, we're going to see Drake May sooner rather than later, because Jacoby Brissett's going to get hurt and he's not going to be able to go. And God willing, when he does suffer whatever malady it's going to be, it's minor enough that he's not waylaid for a big period of time. But it's coming.
Tommy Curran on the Patriots Talk podcast. Brissett's about to get knocked out of one of these games, which means we could be seeing Drake May sooner rather than later. I thought, Keith, when we talked about this yesterday, I thought a couple of times watching the game we were going to get Drake May on Sunday.
Oh, it looked like it. Definitely looked like it.
Leg bent back for Jacoby Brissett, got drilled in the ribs at one point.
A lot of grimacing.
Is the right way to put it. His arm was all torn up. So that was Tommy Curran on the Patriots Talk podcast. We have Kiefer Madness on the way at 12:45, so stay tuned for that. But it is a Tom E. Tuesday here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, is brought to you by FlexCar. Save thousands with your flexible car lease at flexcar.com. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tommy? Oh, no.
Top of the world. Top of the world.
Hello?
There he is.
Got him. Hello. Right.
Excellent.
Tommy, hi.
He's on top of the world.
I had you muted because I was hopping into my vehicle.
Got it.
Because I have to get up to my studio, and I didn't want the beep, 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 beep.
I got it.
Yeah.
Probably a flex car is probably what you were
like
hopping
our Patriots
into.
Friday guests.
Yes.
With the in and out of the cars.
Who's that? Who does that?
Well, I'm not going to say Christian Gonzalez, but it may have been the top corner on the team.
Yeah,
but that's
all
right.
We don't want to name any names, but Gonzo. Yeah. We were just playing a clip. I don't know if you heard it, Tom, but we were just
I heard the clip.
Okay.
I heard the clip, and I'm glad you used that because I really think it's a fascinating conversation. And as this season goes along, we've all discussed, okay, what's 2024 really about for the Patriots? It's about developing their franchise quarterback. We get into the weeds a little bit and start watching the games, and we're like, oh my God, they got to block better. You got to get the wide receivers developed. What's else? Still, the upshot from 30,000 feet is develop the rookie quarterback that you took third overall, that you decided you would do that as opposed to building the line or drafting a Malik Nabers or a Marvin Harrison Jr. So what does that mean if he has to get on the field? Because Jacoby Brissett has been a nerf quarterback so far, but at some point, sadly, the rubber's going to meet the road and he's going to meet the bench. Hopefully it's not bad. But that means Drake May's on the field. Is that a good thing? Can he survive that? Can he actually surprise us in a way? Or can he end up looking like Caleb Williams or Bryce Young or Sam Darnold or Geno Smith or Zach Wilson and be undone by the adversity he faces?
So a lot has been made of the 30% practice snaps for Drake May. Do you think that has as much to do with just getting the guy ready or maybe the fears that you have that, look, Jacoby Brissett can only take so many hits, so we have to prepare this guy because we might see him. Even if it's not based on performance, it might be based on injury. How did you read all of the 30% reps at practice for May?
Yeah, I think that's a dual purpose, Rich. Get him ready because he is the third overall pick, but get him ready because he's your backup and he hasn't played enough NFL football. You know, you're not splitting that with, you know, Bailey Zappi last year when he was the backup necessarily because he had seen some time, but Drake May remains. I mean, Bailey Zappi had, you know, much more experience in his college career than Drake May did at North Carolina. Obviously, quite different talent levels for the two players, but at least you knew that he knew where he was supposed to go and could get you, hopefully, in and out of bad plays, diagnosed some defenses. Drake May remains kind of a blank slate in terms of what he knows, and he seemed to be catching on quickly. But if he has to hit the field, you have to be able to throw the ball on third and eight. You can't just say, okay, well, he doesn't know. We don't want to get him killed, and we can't keep playing regular football. We have to play quarterback doesn't know what he's doing football. Let's not get him hurt. And that, to me, is the crux of the conversation that we had in April when we asked Elliot Wolf, can you support a quarterback, a rookie quarterback? He's like, what are you talking about? I don't even get that question. This is what we mean.
Yeah, no, that's a good jumping off point for that. There's no doubt about it. It's time now for Tommy Curran's Flex of the Game, presented by FlexCar. You can ditch the dealership and save thousands with FlexCar. What have you thought of Jacoby Brissett thus far? He has been a quarterback who's excelled at avoiding taking sacks. He hasn't made a lot of plays down the field to the wide receivers. The offense has struggled to do anything beyond run the football. How do you feel about Jacoby Brissett through 2 weeks?
I think there's plenty of fans out there who are going to roll their eyes when I say that. I think he's been excellent, but he's been excellent.
Excellent.
I mean, it's excellent. Given the situation, given what we saw last year, given what would be the result, look, you have to go with what the situation is around him. Would Aaron Rodgers be better in this situation? I don't know. He doesn't have any wide receivers. He doesn't have any protection. I'm not saying that Jacoby Brissett is Aaron Rodgers, but there is a point at which chicken poop cannot be made. Excuse me. Chicken salad cannot be made out of chicken poop. We saw it with Tom Brady in myriad times over 20 years where he has no wideouts, no protection. 2013, the beginning of that season, is a smoking gun piece of evidence if you want to look back at how bad it looked. There was a game against the Jets in the rain when Aaron Dobson and Taylor Price might have been his wide receivers. He threw the ball to Julian Edelman like 19 times and completed 13 for an average of 6.6 yards.
That is a wide receiver.
Yes, and that's kind of analogous to what the Patriots are looking at right now. So that Jacoby Brissett has kept the team in the games and has not done some kind of mind-bending, ridiculous gaffe through two games, and I would not call his taking a 7-yard sack or whatever it is.
That was a big play, Tom. That was a big, yeah, a 39-yard field goal to a 48-yard field goal. That's a big loss. You know, and especially because that's the kind of guy that shouldn't take that sack. Yeah.
Rich, you could say it's a big play, but it's not going from the 25 to the 43 and setting up a 60-yard field goal. We've seen that kind of trash play. So when we look at, yes, is it a good play? No, it sucks. It's not what you're looking for, but it's not what we've seen in terms of meltdowns. So, and given the situation he's facing, yeah, he's not perfect, but given the situation, objectively speaking, he's not been great. Given the situation, he's been excellent.
So in overtime, and I know this is an entire offense, it's not just Jacoby Brissett, but 4th and 1 on your own 39, and Jerod Mayo doesn't have the confidence, and he might be right, but he doesn't have the confidence in the offense to pick up a yard. What did you think of that call?
I'm with him. Let your defense play defense. You can't lose the game right there. I'm a game extender. That's why I agreed with what Seattle did at the end of regulation. Kick the field goal, extend the game. Don't lose the game right there. Especially. So to me, I'm a game extender unless you have a unique quarterback on the other side. You have to say, okay, well, we give it to him. We know he's going to score.
I don't think
that I felt that way.
No, I get it. And I mean, I think this team, you know, even though the defense wasn't great, especially in the first half, the defense is certainly far superior to the offense. But now they lose another player off of the defense in Juwan Bentley. How significant of an injury is that? And who's going to have to sort of step up and fill that role?
It's a big deal, certainly, as you guys already know and have talked about, I'm sure. He and Tavai together have been a really excellent combination. And I think that he unlocks a lot of guys in the defense to play at different levels because he knows what he's doing. It's the same way Jerod Mayo used to kind of unlock a guy like Brandon Spikes or Hightower when Hightower was young. You know, Dumby would have things on lockdown with the details, and other guys got to play faster. So, you know, it's going to put a player like Raekwon McMillan probably further up in the food chain, and he is not a similar player to Bentley in that he's a little faster, a little slimmer. and he's been a little more injury prone than Bentley. So it will certainly change their defense. Will they be as stout against the run as they have been? How will they operate against a uniquely talented and one of the better players in the NFL, Breece Hall? All of that stuff is going to be in focus on Thursday night on a short week.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, on a Tommy Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We've discussed today, Tom, it seems like there's a little bit of mounting frustration, and maybe it's typical after a loss in the NFL, so maybe this is just, hey, it's every single week with every single team, you're frustrated when you lose. Pop Douglas, though, seemed annoyed, to put it mildly. I mean, Chukwuma Okorafor left the team. Hunter Henry seemed to second-guess Jerod Mayo's choice in overtime with us yesterday. What do you make of at least my feeling that there's some mounting frustration with the coaching staff, the quarterback play? Is that an accurate read?
Yeah, mounting frustration that's not about to turn into Vesuvius, though. I think that that's where we have to put it in context. You I think, illustrated it well at the beginning. Your frustration is, hey, we lost. There's a guy on the radio who's asking me why we lost. Might as well be honest about it, because this is the year of transparency. And the same thing goes for Pop Douglas. You know, be transparent. Okay, I'm not getting the ball. I really wish I was. I feel like I'm open. You guys can all watch the film, and there are occasions where I'm open. Why is that not happening? And to express it. But again, it's what is it? What is that frustration leading to? I think in Chukwuma Okorafor's case, you had a guy who was already seemingly not that psyched about being in Pittsburgh. I'm not saying shot his way out of town, but somehow was deemed expendable, came here, was told he was going to be a left tackle. I can't imagine that the first time he heard about it was after he signed. And then he's like, I don't really love playing left tackle. I'm not used to this. So maybe a little more vetting of what his mindset would be when he got here. Would have been good by Elliot Wolf and his crew, but not done, and he's not here. So I think there's definitely frustration, but I don't think it's moving towards insubordination. Do you?
Well, I was questioning that, but I'll take your word for it. On Pop Douglas.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, it's 2 weeks in.
I'm questioning it. So I think that, yeah, it seems more than just typical frustration. You know, guys going AWOL week two throughout the league, or wide receivers questioning.
Context-wise, I think that's a unique situation with Okorafor.
It's part of why I go there.
Are you?
Maybe. It's part of why I go there. When it comes to Pop Douglas, do you think he's right? Do you think he's open? When you watch the film, yeah. Do you think he's open?
Yes. Like, for instance, look at the play where on the final play of the third quarter, it's first and 10 from the 22 of Seattle. Douglas goes in motion right to left. It looks like it's a play set up specifically for him. The edge rusher comes off. I'm not sure which guy it was. Edge rusher comes off. He's there, but he's not impossible for Jacoby Brissett to deal with and negotiate. You know, fake high, throw low, bloop it over his head. Figure it out. Because you have a playmaker, and it's first down, and you're not about to put it into major harm's way. Just get it to him, and if he takes a loss, he takes a loss. Instead, Brissett eschews the opportunity to throw it to him and drops back 15 yards to throw it off his back foot back to the line of scrimmage, where a sliding Hunter Henry makes the catch and picks up 11. Yay, first down. That's great. I love it. It's just a low percentage play. So that's where I look at Jacoby Brissett, and we talk about, I said excellent given the circumstances, but if we talk about it objectively, that's not an awesome play. I mean, it's not necessary. You could have just figured it out, figured a way to get it to Pop Douglas. So in my time in the NFL, I would have figured that out, but he couldn't.
Do you
I know.
Do you think that Pop Douglas? Tom, do you think that Pop Douglas's frustrations, and it could very well be both, but do you think it's more with Jacoby Brissett missing him when he's open, or is it more with maybe Alex Van Pelt for maybe the lack of snaps or even the lack of plays specifically designed for him?
I think it's probably all of it.
Yeah.
I would probably guess that it has more to do with Brissett. There was a completion to Polk last week, the only completion to Polk. Brissett was even more open coming across the middle with no one around him as a crosser. So I don't think anyone's saying don't throw it to DeMario Douglas.
Right.
But when the play starts, I think Brissett is of a mind that, well, I'm going to go to K.J. Osborne because he's been in this kind of offense and he's a veteran and I trust him. Hunter Henry, boy, he's big compared to DeMario. I can see him. I'll give it to him. My thing is get it out of my hand. I'm parroting Jacoby Brissett right now. Get it out of my hand. Make positive yards. Don't get us in trouble. And that's how he's operating right now. They just don't have plays to waste. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you're going first down, second down, third down, hopefully we get a first down. Time after time, they don't have the luxury the way the Patriots of Brady and McDaniels did of saying, oh, let's see what happens if we do five motions and then figure out whether we can flip it out to a back week and out here. They just don't have plays to waste. And I think that they look at that as we have to make positive numbers on every single play. But they do have to get Brissett unlocked. Excuse me. They have to get DeMario Douglas unlocked because they're too easy to defend right now.
All right, he's Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Tommy Tuesdays here on Jones and Keefe. You can watch him on Quickslant. Did I see 15 years of Quickslants? Did I see that?
Woo!
15 years.
Wow.
And no Jones yet. And no Jones guest appearances.
Well, let me tell you, that's probably a streak that the fans of Quickslants want to keep that one going.
Keep it
going.
No,
that's true.
We can break that this year. We can break that this year.
Oh, maybe. So that's tonight on NBC Sports Boston. He's Thursdays with WEEI Afternoons, Arcan and Hart.
Real quick, Tom, you got him pulling off the upset on Thursday against the Jets?
Yes.
No, I don't.
All right.
All right.
The way Geno operated and just, said, I know what you're doing. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a little bit easier time. And I just, it's a tough spot. Another competitive loss.
Okay.
22-17.
Okay,
nice.
Good.
22-17.
Oh, that covers,
sounds like an over. And
is
a cover.
Six?
Ooh, yeah.
5.5, 6. So, yeah, that's a cover.
An over and a cover. All right.
Love it.
Tommy Curran, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Right.
That's got to be an over.
Actually, I don't know. Let's see, because it was 38 last week.
Don't make me do math. Yeah, maybe that's not
actually.
What is
it this week?
39.
37.5.
Over. He's got an over.
Man, that is low. That's like Iowa Hawkeyes football.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, Titans-Packers is 36.5.
Malik Willis and Will Levis. Yeah, that makes sense. By the way, speaking of the Titans, 37937 says the Titans would kill for Jacoby Brissett. Maybe.
Yeah, they might.
Curran said he's been excellent. That feels strong, but I guess I understand what he's saying. Like, what can you expect out of any quarterback in this spot? He also discussed the issues in the locker room. He says it's not Vesuvius, which is probably fair. It's not about to erupt, but I wonder.
It's worth monitoring, as they say.
I think it's worth monitoring. And again, he says it's a special situation where Chuks Okorafor is just going AWOL. He didn't do that in Pittsburgh.
No, he stayed.
He got benched and stayed in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Here he's going AWOL. So, yeah, that makes me wonder if it's about to be Vesuvius and blow up into something more. Makes me wonder. I'm not saying I know, but I don't know. Pop Douglas questioning it, who, by the way, he says, yeah, he's open. He's out there. He's running around. He's open on the field.
I mean, that's the thing I'm most interested in seeing on Thursday, right?
Do they utilize him?
Does he get the ball at all? And, like, do they go out of their way? Like, is the first couple of plays
it should be
for him? We'll see. I mean, I don't know.
No,
yeah, sure.
It
should be.
Yes. I don't know that it will
but like,
be. But
yeah,
it
would you
be.
Predict it? Would you bet on? No, it's going to be Ramondre up the middle.
Ramondre up the middle.
Yeah.
Ramondre to the right. Ramondre up the middle again.
Punt. Brissett to Hunter Henry.
Yeah. Oh, that.
Punt.
A lot of that. Yeah. Exactly. So that's Tommy Curran. If you missed any of it, check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also watch on YouTube. It'll be up there shortly. Just subscribe to WEEI. It's Tommy Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We have Kiefer Madness on the way, a half an hour from now. So mark that down. We'll get to it. We can also get back into the Patriots, their locker room issues. How big of a problem is it facing Jerod Mayo, and how do they solve it?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All of those guys in that locker room want to play football. All of those guys in the locker room want to help this team win. And if they're not frustrated, then that's an even bigger problem. And frustrations, I mean, every single week someone's going to be frustrated. Every single week you're going to have to put more on one side of the ball or more on one individual than the other just based on matchups alone. And, you know, if you're not frustrated, that to me just says a lot.
I'll tell you what, Jerod Mayo, you got a lot of frustrated players on your team.
Oh, my God. Active roster, practice squad.
I was just alerted to this other one.
Yeah, this is good. This is pretty good.
So we already talked about how Chukwuma Okorafor went AWOL.
Just left.
We talked about Pop Douglas extensively.
Yep.
Pop on the tape, Douglas.
Pop on the old tape.
Look at the film. I'm open. Last year I got a chance to excel. This year I didn't. I even thought Hunter Henry with us yesterday.
Yeah,
was second-guessing Mayo in overtime, not going for it. If you missed any of Henry, it's on the Odyssey app. Same deal with Tommy Curran. We just talked to him. He seems to think that, yeah, there's a little bit of friction, but it's not going to be Mount Vesuvius, is what he said. Well, let's add another one to the list. I was just alerted to this.
Yeah, what do you got?
Jalen Reagor.
Huh? Who?
I honestly didn't even know he was on the practice squad. I knew he was here in training camp. I didn't know they still had him. I thought they released him and he was gone and maybe on a roster somewhere.
Yeah, he made the team and you're like, all right, well, something's got to give because they had some other injuries.
Is that what
and
happened?
Stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's seven wide receivers. Right,
they're not going to keep seven receivers. And then they claimed all these offensive linemen. They claimed like four players off the waivers.
Yep.
Remember, their waiver position was really high.
Yep.
And Mayo's like, our starting offensive line might not even be on the team right now. So he made the initial cutdown.
No, it turns out your starting offensive lineman was on the team and he left.
He decided to leave.
Yeah,
he packed his things.
Yeah.
He's now gone.
Yes.
But Jalen Reagor, who was on the team last year, he had like a really nice kick return at one point. I give him that. He's also a first-round bust. We were talking about Bryce Young being one of the worst first number one overall picks ever. Jalen Reagor famously drafted ahead of Justin Jefferson. Real bad. He has been on three or four different teams already, and so he's now on the practice squad, and he's taken to Instagram to, I guess, voice his displeasure.
So is this a popular meme?
I guess so.
I'm not aware of it. It's like a nice car. I don't know what kind of car it is.
Super nice
car.
No, I'm not a car guy either.
In a carport. It's just it's parked in the carport.
A dump house.
Yeah.
The house sucks,
yeah,
but it's got like a sweet, expensive car.
Yeah.
So suggesting that the Patriots are
the dumpy house.
And they're wasting this unbelievable talent.
Leaving the nice car in the garage.
I think that's how,
/ carport.
Maybe take it out. Take it out and give it a ride around the block.
So
what on earth is this team going to do with Jalen Reagor?
Okay.
Like, get out of here.
So, okay, Jalen Reagor, get out of here. It's even worse than the Pop Douglas.
It's way worse.
And we're like, Pop, who are you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Jalen Reagor?
Okay, fine.
You're not even on the team.
I'm with you on this, but does it speak to what we were just talking about with Tom Curran, where there's growing frustration about players and their roles, players and the offense, players and the quarterback play?
Yes.
Yes, this is another example of that. Jalen Reagor is like, you're leaving the car in the garage of your dumpy house. What are you doing?
Now, it's not it's not a unique situation to Jerod Mayo. It happens across the league. It even happened with Belichick. I mean, remember when N'Keal Harry asked to be traded? Yeah. Everyone's like, seriously, dude?
Yeah.
And then you know what happened? Nothing. He just stayed on the team, like toiled away, and then eventually was gone. So guys can be upset.
Oh.
But what it does is...
Keep going.
What was that noise? That was an epiphany.
Good conspiracy theory. Good conspiracy theory on the text line. Keep going. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you can sort of write off Okor for leaving, or you can write off Pop Douglas at his locker, or you can write off Jalen Reagor on Instagram. Like, any of those one-offs, you're like, whatever. It's a lot of personalities. What do you get? They're all on social media. Like, what are you going to do? But, like, within a week, you have all these things? And who knows? Maybe there's going to be more as it goes. Like, it's worth keeping an eye on. Okay. But what was your noise about?
Is there another way to read Jalen Rager's Instagram post? He's not the car in the garage. Maybe, as the text line suggests, 37937. Maybe he's talking about Drake May.
All right, so I don't know his relationship with Drake May and or Jacoby Brissett.
That's the nice car in the garage of the dumpy house.
My guess, he's a wide receiver, more likely about himself. Okay?
Sure.
Let's be honest. Not a bad theory. I think a lot of Patriots fans
feel that way.
Would take that meme and post it and be like, this is what you're doing with Drake May. That makes sense. But as far as I don't think Rager's talking about anybody else other than himself. Now, if he was on the active roster, maybe.
Maybe.
But, like, no, he's like, I'm on the practice squad, and this is my guess. Oh, the receivers had 3 catches last week or whatever. You put me out there, you unlock the offense. That's my takeaway.
Yeah.
I kind of like the confidence, but it's also incredibly delusional.
So players are upset. And who are they upset with? I think it's a fair question. Are they upset with the coaches?
Jalen Reagor last year, how many catches did Jalen Reagor have? This is a trivia question for everybody out there driving around right now. There's no prize other than pride.
I'm going to guess a goose egg. Did he get catch? I remember catches in the preseason.
7!
Nailed it.
Really?
Was it really 7?
Nick, it was 7.
Look at Nick. Nick's having a big week.
Nick's having a great week.
Won the Survivor pool. Yep. Winning trivia questions.
I'm going to take three days off every week.
Yeah.
You should.
Nice. You really should. Your brain's well rested.
Is he the comeback player of the week, Nick?
Might be.
Yeah.
Might be. Definitely.
Unopposed. Wins the Survivor League off the IL. Here comes Nick.
Unopposed.
Yeah, 7 grabs last year. But he's like, you put me out there, coach. See what happens.
Okay. Look,
he did have a brutal drop towards the end of the year.
He also had a drop. Yeah, we're not here to dwell on
the drop. I only remember the man's kick return. But so you have really? You have crummy receivers complaining about their lack of involvement in the offense. So is that a shot at Mayo? Is that a shot at Alex Van Pelt? Is it a shot at Jacoby Brissett? 617-779-7937. Jacoby Brissett.
Or Elliot Wolf.
Or maybe Elliot Wolf.
Who picks the 53? I don't even know if Mayo's allowed to pick the 53.
Good point.
We debated that.
So maybe it's a shot at
Like, is Jalen Reagor not on the team? Well, it's probably all three of those guys probably agree.
Yeah.
There's not one guy holding him off the squad.
They're like, you're our backup kick return guy there. If the dynamic kickoff turns into anything, we'll call you.
Did you see a lot of kickoffs the other night?
No, the dynamic kick return. I had high hopes for
ball
it.
Ball on the 30. I'm like, all right.
That thing stinks. Yeah. Are they mad at Jacoby Brissett? They might be. Who Tommy Curran, by the way, called excellent. And I said, excellent? He said, excellent.
Excellent. He likes Jacoby Brissett's performance thus far.
Making sure my hearing still worked. But yes, excellent is what Jacoby Brissett has been. Yes.
Let's see. Jalen Reagor may have deleted this.
Oh, is it gone? No longer out there?
May have.
Well, let me alert you to a man who screen grabbed it.
Okay.
Who is this on Twitter? This is, if you've seen him before, Carlos Talks Pats. Los Talks Pats on Twitter.
All right.
Good aggregation account.
Yeah. Big Pats guy.
Yeah, and I don't say that in a disparaging way. Like, those aggregation accounts I like alerts me to stuff. Yeah,
I'm seeing that Jalen Reagor right now, this is his account. It's got the blue check mark. It's the same one that says it here. He's got 100,000 followers. Pretty good for Jalen Reagor.
Yeah.
No posts. Did he delete his entire account?
Was it one of those?
Unless I can't see it, I don't think he blocked me.
He wouldn't know how to do that. He Jim Bowden'd it?
It's not a private account. I think he Jim Bowden'd Ralph. Or Jim Bowden. So people that don't know, Jim Bowden, one of the all-time great Twitter hacks. This was years and years ago. This is when you and I were working together.
I remember it well.
And Jim Bowden he fell for a fake account, and he was like, Alfonso Soriano traded. Something so stupid, and like, who cares?
Yeah.
But he posted it. It was wrong.
And he's a former GM. Like, he's supposed to, like, have sources and information.
So he fell for a wrong one, but he claimed it was his own. He claimed it was his own report, which was wrong.
Right.
So rather than just saying, like, I got duped, he, like, deleted that. Deleted all bunch of tweets, changed his avatar, changed his name to Ralph. It was this whole thing. And people, like, sniffed it out and were like, dude, what are you doing?
Hey, come on, Ralph. We see you over there, Ralph.
You think he now has a Twitter egg and his name is Ralph.
What is an incognito way to lie low? Name.
I got hacked by Ralph.
Definitely Ralph.
So now my favorite thing is just Jim Bowden. Anytime Jim Bowden has like a random story, I'm always just like, he got smoked.
Yeah.
No, but I think Jalen.
Good report there, Ralph.
Jalen Reagor.
He Ralphed it.
What does it mean Keith got cocoed? What do you mean by that? On the Twitch chat said I got cocoed. I don't know what that means. Am I looking at the wrong thing? This is Jalen Reagor.
There's no posts. There's no posts. I clicked on the story. Nothing.
Thank you.
So is it fake? Did we get Sports Talk ball sacked?
No, or he deleted it.
He Ralphed it. He might have Ralphed it.
He
might have Ralphed it. But whatever. Let's put Jalen Reagor on his own tier here.
What did Coco do with that? I don't know.
Oh, Eric shunned. She gets Eric shunned from time to time. I know that. I've heard that.
Eric shunned.
Yeah,
she gets mad at the Twitch chat sometimes too.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
It's okay. Well, I know
that to be the case.
Some other posts she has on Instagram. I don't think that's what they're referencing.
Oh, right you're now. Talking about the faucet photo? You still talking about that?
I guess. Yeah. No, there's Eric Shun. Coco. Coco fell for a fake account.
Oh, I didn't fall for a fake account. We were reading the thing. We saw the picture and everything.
Yeah.
And Jones is the one who read it anyway.
Yeah, I'm laughing straight to the bank,
right.
Pal.
Thank you. Keep it right. If anyone got Eric shunned, it was me.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jake in Boston. What's up, Jake?
Eric shunned.
What's up, guys? Listen, I thought I was firmly in this don't play Drake May in year one camp in the spring. And each passing day, each milestone, I changed my mind. Number one, at first I blanked. I realized the Chiefs did this with Mahomes with a playoff team. The Packers did it with Jordan Love, with Aaron Rodgers. They were still good teams. Then I remember Drake was a youngest child, so not this over-coddled only boy like Mac Jones. Tom Brady was also the youngest child. They get beat up, and then they thrive. And then on Saturday night, what was probably the most important football I watched this weekend, and granted it was a blowout, in Austin, Texas, there was a kid named Manning who had what was a 60-yard run.
That was nice.
And this is your 2026 number one draft pick. You've got 2 years to make a decision with Drake May. And if you realize in the next 18 months that this kid is going to be a bust, you go all in on tanking for Arch Manning. And you're not going to be the only team with this mindset. There's going to be four or five teams
that
see
Jake.
This.
Jake, let's put the Arch Manning thing to the side.
He had one good run against Texas San Antonio.
Okay, but
TSA doesn't do it for you?
Okay, put the Arch Manning piece to the side.
Get out of here.
I kind of agree with the general take where let's find out what you have in Drake.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
And like,
but people, like, where's he been? Like the whole like Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers take. We've been saying that for months. Like
yeah.
We know, like that's apples to oranges.
Fine,
play Drake May. I'm with you. Play Drake May.
The Arch Manning thing though, leave it to the side. Playing Drake May to find out what he has. I think a lot of people will say, and we asked it earlier, is Bryce Young a cautionary tale? No. Bryce Young might also be an example of like they're going to get back in the draft. They're going to move on. They saw it. They didn't like it. They're going to move on. They're going to keep searching for their quarterback, not to prop up Carolina and Dave Tepper and a trash ass organization. But the other example, and we've used it a lot too, going from, and he looked awesome on Sunday, going from Josh Rosen to Kyler Murray. Like if the quarterback can't play, I want to know earlier rather than later, because something tells me Bryce Young could have sat for half a decade.
Sure.
And he was never going to be able to play.
Yeah.
Okay. And for every Brady, there's a Jamarcus Russell, right? Yeah. For every Patrick Mahomes, there's a Johnny Football. Guys who sat and still didn't work out. You can play or you can't. That's my belief. You might as well find out early if the kid can play.
And I love all the comparisons. We do it all the time. And there's an example for everything. Like if you're pro playing him, if you're pro sitting him, there's an example or a dozen to support your case. But at some point, if you're the Patriots, you just have to have faith in your selection and your player.
Yeah.
And then you put him out there and see what he's got. And right now, this apparently is their plan. They talk about having a plan this entire time. They are giving him more practice reps. So that gives me hope that it's not a redshirt season. And for whatever they're waiting for, like maybe that'll happen sooner rather than later.
And if you listen to Tommy Curran, it's about to happen whether the Patriots want to or not, because Jacoby Brissett's about to die out there on the field. He's about to get knocked out in these games. So you're getting Drake May one way or the other, maybe on Thursday night. 617-779-7937, all your phone calls there. And on the way next, it's the return of Kiefer Madness. Stay tuned.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
What? Taylor Swift
Nobody is wanting to kill Bigfoot.
A Bigfoot killed those guys.
His head's soaked. He's walking out the door. And there's pickle juice all over the floor.
All right, here we go. It's time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we have another in our short time back together, Jones. It is, I think, our second Kiefer Madness revisited.
Oh.
It's another update.
Last one was the Louisville logger there, the porch pooper in Louisville.
We did have that guy.
The man came over in the middle of the night, pooped, and then left.
We had that guy twice. That's how big that story was. There was a lot going on.
The now infamous porch pooper.
That was still on the lam.
Sadly, this is not what this one is about.
What about porch poopers?
No, this is not about that. That guy is still out there, even though we've seen his face. He's left behind a lot of DNA evidence. We have not had a chance to catch that guy. No, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about an old story. RFK Jr., former presidential candidate.
Yeah.
RFK Jr.
Uh-huh.
His daughter, Kik Kennedy, who I'd never heard of, but I love the name, and apparently is not going out with Ben Affleck. Don't ask her about it. She was really upset when TMZ was asking her about it.
Oh, is she... She didn't want to go there.
Well, Ben Affleck and J-Lo were seen canoodling recently.
I thought I saw that. Really, they're back,
A little smooch.
A little necking going on.
So who knows? I mean, you can't keep true love apart like that. No. So Kik Kennedy was telling a story about how back in 20 years ago.
Yeah, she was a child.
She was a kid, and RFK heard about a whale washing ashore, and his first thought was, let me get that chainsaw, saw the head off.
Piled the family into the minivan. Drive from New York City to the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport. Let's go get that whale.
And then get the whale after sawing its head off, strap it to the roof of the car, drive back with guts all over the kids. Just flying into the window.
They had like trash bag masks.
They were dressed like they were going to Blue Man Group front row.
Right.
But it was fish guts, whale guts.
All over the other cars on 84 and everything else. Yeah.
Now, I did ask a very important question, and I'm not sure I ever got an answer. Where the head starts and stops on a whale? It seems like it's kind of all head or no head. I'm not really, but anyway. So you're like, all right, whatever. That happened years and years ago. Well, RFK Jr. was talking recently, and apparently there's a bit of an update to that story.
Oh.
Yes. So let's hear what he had to say.
I'm going to tell you something that nobody knows.
Stop. What's going on there?
Fish guts. So
another brain worm.
Yeah. Honestly, maybe.
Yeah.
If you have a worm in your brain for an extended period of time, it may affect speech patterns and things like that.
So that's a fair point.
He can be a difficult guy to understand at times, but just think of more the message and not the messenger.
Sure.
If you could.
I'm going to tell you something that nobody knows. This week, I received, right after I endorsed President Trump, I received a letter.
It's a little out of breath. I don't know if he took the stairs to get to this function. Maybe the elevator was out. It was 20 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
But he was able to get up there. He's linking this. He's saying,
letter from Trump.
No. He endorsed Trump.
I'm sorry.
Famously endorsed Trump.
Yeah.
Cheryl Hines is like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
And so
his family's disowned
him. I'm sure Larry David's thrilled with that.
They put out statements how they disown him. Yeah.
But so he's associating that. He's like, I got contacted right after Trump. So he's already connecting the dots. Because, and trust me, it's going to circle back to the whale. Don't go anywhere. He's saying that this happened, though, right after he endorsed Trump.
From the National Marine Fisheries Institute.
Kind of trails off a little bit there, but it's the National Fish and Marine Institute, I think is what he was saying.
Yeah, whales are in their purview.
Oh, well, they're fish.
Yeah.
Giant. Oh, no, they're mammals.
They're marine mammals.
Mammals.
Yeah.
Dolphin's a fish.
No, dolphin's a mammal.
The dolphin was a mammal.
Guys, don't quote me on all of this.
Shark's a fish.
I'm reading off a website here. Nope, I'm circling back. You're right. Sharks are fish.
Easyfish.com.
Dolphins are mammals.
Yeah.
What's a porpoise?
Great question. Why do they call the dolphins the fish?
Squish the fish.
Squish the fish.
Yeah. That's what's confusing about it. Snowflake was the dolphin. But no, whales are obviously mammals. I knew that.
Okay.
I knew that the whole time.
Yeah.
Saying that they were investigating me.
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
For collecting a whale specimen 20 years ago.
He was thinking, all right, that's, you know, get away with it 20 years ago. It should be over.
Whale specimen makes it sound grosser than it needs to.
Much more gross. Not as detailed, though, as whale head that I sawed off at the Cape 20 years
ago. True. Maybe it's a way to dress it up a little bit.
Yeah, so they're investigating him about what happened with this whale.
Okay.
Now the crowd's getting into it a little bit. There's two women on the panel. I don't know who they are, but they're sitting up next to him, and they're like, "Where is he going with this?" Like, I wish he just didn't to say the story.
Don't go.
Just say vote for Trump, and we can move on. Like, I don't know where this is headed.
It's 15 years past the statute of limitation, but they're opening an investigation.
15 years after the statute of limitations is what he was suggesting, and yet opening up an investigation.
Yeah, the fuzz is after me.
They're after him.
Yeah. I got nothing on me.
This is all about the weaponization of our government against political opponents of the party in power. And it's dangerous for our democracy, as my father understood. And every American, whether you're Democrat or Republican, should be offended by it.
So he's pissed. So he's taking his fish story, his whale incident for 20 years ago. He thinks the reason they're only going after him is because of Trump. I wonder, though, does he blame his daughter at all? Because this story, there was the bear story with him in Central Park. That was a big time story. Yeah. That got a lot of attention.
That was an unforced error. Yeah.
That was on him.
Yeah.
But this one, then she brought this story up, and I feel like he had probably gotten away with it. She's the one that brought it to light, and now there's an investigation in this.
I will tell you, when it comes to this story, maybe the media weaponized it, but you should be blaming your daughter for giving this interview, sharing this information years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
And let's just be honest, it's a weird thing to do. Whether you should be thrown in prison for it or not, I don't want to weigh in on that. Probably not.
No.
But
I mean, he didn't kill the whale. The whale, I don't believe.
Is it a weird thing to do?
It's weird. It's definitely
just a weird thing where you go, that's not right.
I don't know all the fish laws, but I can't imagine. I mean, is that illegal? Once a fish washes ashore, it's dead. Didn't kill it.
Who owns that fish?
I don't know.
In her words, he, quote, ran down to the beach with a chainsaw, cut off the whale's head, and then bungee corded it to the roof of the family minivan.
What? Where's the law being broken? Where's the law? Where's the law?
Show me what I did wrong.
I don't think you did anything wrong.
Yeah. Again, it's just odd. Yeah. It's just an odd thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a fun trip for any of the family.
No, it does
not. You have to wonder how many more fun family trips there were like this.
I don't know. I mean, all bets are off. No, but between the brain or the worm in his brain, the whale story and the bear story, all bets are off. This guy, we could do like a weekly RFK segment. If he wants to come on and tell us other stories about his creature features. What other animals you come across?
Roadkill he picked up off the road?
100%.
Yeah.
Animals he's eaten, animals he's skinned.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah, whatever.
Animals eaten, skinned.
Yep. Interactions with maybe dangerous animals.
Picked up. Yeah.
He probably has a piranha story.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's some sort of piranha story.
Wrestled.
Alligators?
Yeah, maybe.
Gators.
Bullfighting.
Fought a bull?
Yeah, sure.
Ran with bulls.
Pamploma. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. Pam what?
Pamploma.
Pamploma?
Pamploma.
Yeah, that sounds right.
With the running of the bulls.
Yeah.
It's in Spain.
Sure.
Yeah. But there you go. There's the madness revisited today.
Yeah. All right. So he's this guy. He's talking about it now.
Yep.
He's framed. Well, not framed. He's the media.
No, he's not framed.
Yeah, no. He's actually not denying anything. Frame is the wrong word.
He just thinks, like, I got away with it. Leave me alone.
Yeah, they're out for me.
Which is a fair point.
They're out for me doing totally normal things.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, don't bother coming after me because it's outside the statute of limitations.
Uh-huh.
So don't even think about it.
Get off my back. Leave me alone. There you go.
All right. It's the madness each and every week here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up 617-779-7937.
The man came over in the middle of the night, pooped, and then left.
They ever find that guy?
No, we need an update on that.
Nope,
I mean, we had one update.
No,
we need another update on that. Although maybe it's just the guy keeps pooping on the front deck and doesn't get caught.
It's possible.
Yep. Very possible.
Yep.
We'll get to the grab bag that comes your way less than an hour from now. We'll see what WEEI Afternoons has coming up with Arcan and Andy Hart. We'll also get back into Bryce Young, maybe the biggest bust, the worst pick, number one overall in NFL history. What does it mean for Drake May? We can get back into that with your phone calls next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.